It's Thursday, the 8th of May. Oh, it's not very nice. It's calmish. Calmish. It's calmish. But there's loads of clouds about. But there's hints of blue sky and the sun's threatening to come through and it's dry, though it rained a lot last evening and through the night, I guess, a bit. So the garden is fresh. I got the grass cut yesterday. Took me all of 3 minutes. Took me longer to rake it than it did to cut it. What was that all about? Uh-oh, going to move. He's straight above me on the aerial. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, you bugger. Now, he was the guy that I was trying to capture the other day there. And he stopped as soon as I put the binaural mics hanging from the tree. He's off. Good, I can go back to my own perch. Is there anything nicer than blackbird's song? I know someone said the nightingale's got nicer. We don't get nightingales, so. Is there anything nicer than a blackbird's call at last thing at night, first thing in the morning? Sun's just popped through that gaping wind in the fence. And it's lighting up that spirea yet again. And my spirea, my bridal wreath, has gone over. It was gorgeous. But it's going over now. I'm feeling good this morning. I had another tremendous sleep. Though, I had to really, really, in emphasis, had to get up this morning for a pee. 6:45, I couldn't thole it any longer. And I knew it was 6:45, because I checked. But apart from that, what a fantastic sleep. So, I'm feeling good this morning within myself. I could say I'm feeling good without myself. How does that work? Yeah, anyway. It's good to feel good. I remember not that long ago. Not so long ago, I was quite down, or should I say down quite a lot. I remember that phase of not understanding the depression. Not serious depression that others have suffered. Not feeling great at all. Remember that face, how horrible it was. I don't suppose anyone can really put their finger on what causes it. And I couldn't at the time, I still can't. And I think that's it. It causes a downward spiral. I think, with me anyway, I remember that not understanding what was causing me to feel down, it sort of fed fuel to the fire, as it were. But that's behind me now, long behind me, and I don't want to even really think seriously about that. I've just felt, not that I felt great every morning, absolutely not. Not that there haven't been times when I feel a little bit down, what's wrong? But quickly bounced up again. But as a whole, since that phase has passed, I've felt pretty good. Some mornings like this morning, I feel really good. Really good. Really. I'd love to be able to say I feel really happy. I don't feel really happy. It sounds daft. What is really happy? Really happy? Oh my God. Really happy is something I'd love to get back in my life. Just to say, flick a switch and stop worrying. Is it worrying? What is it that stops us or stops me from being happy? I've got a good life. I've got a good wife. I've got a good home. I've got a beautiful piece of heaven here in my garden. I've got friends I listen to every day. I've got decent health. I've got pretty good fitness. Why shouldn't I be happy? I suppose I am, really. I suppose I am. Maybe the word I'm looking for is content. But I'd love to have happy back. That little dwarf. If I could have that little dwarf sitting on my shoulder each day when I got up out of bed. Maybe I need to do something to remind me that what I've got is good, and to be happy, not just be content. Someone jets off for possibly a wee break in the sun. I bid you a safe journey, big metal can making lots of noise with people in. Come on then. Don't stop this time. Could you imagine having the blackbird in a cage? No, not a cage, but a giant cage. And you're just like you have a budgie or a parakeet. Could you imagine having that blackbird in your house as a pet? With that piercing but beautiful song, you'd have to put a muffler on his beak. I do love him though. He's my garden companion. Whenever I tidy the paths or borders up, he comes along and messes them all up again. But I do smile when I see him doing that. In fact, I do chuckle to myself. I suppose that's a wee bit of being happy. Watching a blackbird undo all your good work. Symbiosis.